you said that. That's great.
So one context you could look at is the Futurists in Italy. So the movement of art around the turn of the, into the 20th century, 19th to 20th century. Very political. The political context, Italy forming as a nation. You know, a lot of European countries were, as we see them now, were forming at that point, from city-states and kind of little kind of landed areas to one nation. And the Futurists were looking at part of their, I'm not an expert in the Futurists, but part of their approach was this kind of modernist idea of humanity improving, continually improving towards a utopia, if not reaching utopia, but towards that utopia.
So we're a bit off the planet, really.
Yeah, well, that's from our perception right now, yes. But it wasn't the case then.
No.
Absolutely wasn't the case. This was really kind of positive and a hopeful thing that this was going on. Now, their art sat within, broadly within traditional forms of oil on canvas and physical sculpture, a lot of it being bronze, for example. But they played with images and concepts because there was this conceptual stuff going on behind it. Some of it quite bizarrely, some of it driven by Marxism, some of it driven by the origins of what became Mussolini-type fascism. Probably a bit more on that side, but what did become a kind of fascist approach. So all of this is going on. There's a lot of manifesto writing at the time as well. It's very popular in European art anyways. It's kind of, this is our manifesto, this is how we're going to change the world. And so there's also that kind of vision-driven future kind of gazing, but working
towards.
Well,
that's
very so all of that was going on.
But I don't think I'd go as far as I would have tried to change the world.
Yeah. But what's interesting, because you asked the question, why do certain artists make these apparently strange choices? What drives them? So what I'm suggesting is to look at a body of work like the Futurists. And on Tim's blog, he talks about Futurists. So that's a shortcut into kind of understanding a little bit about it. Then you can kind of find some other books about it and other stuff. And it might be helpful because it's such a different time, over 100 years ago. It feels like, well, it can't teach us anything for today, but of course
there's a lot of relevant messages.
The incredible thing about history is that we often just repeat the same mistakes again and again and again. Obviously technology was in a different place. But the way they saw the world, and what you've got to remember, we just looked at those Muybridge pictures of the horses running. And at that point, I don't think we can overstate the effect of two bits of technology which happened around the same time, photography and the train.
Yes.
Prior to that, time ticked on.
Yes. Very slow.
Second by second. And the fastest you could do was, a horse from one place to another, and that was about it. Suddenly photography froze time. We'd never frozen time before. And that's why Stubbs painted horses in the way he did, because you couldn't see it quite, so you kind of imagined what they actually looked like. Photography froze time for the first time. And the railways speeded up time massively. So suddenly getting from one place to another was possible in speeds that were unimaginable. And this was kind of a revolution that had gone on kind of 1850s, and Futurists were kind of building on the back of that. So the fact that they, the classic images where you've got multiple poses on one pose, and so it would be really interesting for you to look at that completely out of the context of what you're looking at here.
No, I agree.
But to understand the motivation, to understand, well, what triggered that? What were the ideas that were forcing them to think in that way? Then you contextualize that into today, and you start looking at what you're doing, what drives you, what motivates you, but also what then motivates Hockney to pick up an iPad. To be fair to Hockney, he's played with technology right through his artistic career. As soon as
as Conran. Do you know?
Yes.
Conran has produced one of these, let's say, Pepper's Ghost hologram, but in obviously a very nice design style. It costs about £100,000. But I mean, there are contemporary,
of course, there are
people who have dabbled in this area. I know you wouldn't have thought necessarily that Conran would have gone into that area. I was rather surprised.
And there's another thing here. I've just found which is interesting. This is a talk from just a video talk, it's about an hour and a half. A brief history of the drawing machine since 1425, but he says, actually, I go earlier than 1425. So the point about technology within art actually is really embedded into it. From the simple kind of drawing machines of, like the, I don't know if you've seen the kind of like the,
yes,
the angle thing, you know, you trace around here and then it redraws it at a different scale. You know?
Yes.
It's a piece of technology. Yes, it's wooden pins and that's it, but it's a piece of technology.
Yeah, I had one when I was a kid.
Yes, exactly. And that goes back to, I think the first ones of those were seen around 16-something. You know, it's like really, really old, if not earlier, actually, I think that one. So really, really old technology, but it was technology.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The suggestion from Hockney, and I'm fairly convinced by his research on this, is that perspective came about because of technology.
Exactly. Yes.
A lens-based technology. So it's basically pinhole cameras. And
has he written about that?
Yes, he's written about it.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yes, there's a book he's written about that. Others completely dismisses his research on this, but I'm pretty convinced by what I've seen of it. It's not an area of expertise.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter whether we dismiss it or don't.
It's interesting to look at,
and it is a viewpoint, isn't it? So,
I think what you can do is you could use those art historical contexts
to put yours
in context.
Yes,
and because they're so removed from what you're dealing with right now,
yes,
actually they could be really insightful because they're so removed, because you won't get caught up in the technology of it. You'll only be able to look at the drive, the emotion, the feeling, the passion, what was caught
in that's
the
really
political
interesting.
Context of
that's
it.
Really interesting.
That potentially could be, so I'm sort of a futurist as a simple thing, you know, just start at that point. But also maybe look at some of the other technologies.
No, I will.
But that would be a good place to start.
Bro.
Okay.
You.